Let's stop kicking the can down the road. Let's make it a permanent extension, because basically you're telling people they can keep their own money in their pockets. It's on average about $2,600 a year for an average family of four, based on 2010 numbers. And when you think about what that can do for a family, if they knew that money's going to be there next year as well, they can plan. I mean, the average family spends $800 on Christmas shopping and same amount for back-to-school shopping. You talk about how much a tank of gas costs, and that's an extra $50 a week to try and fill up your gas tank these days. So what we're looking to do is give some certainty, but I would take it even further. I'm saying let's make it permanent. Let's end that indecision, allow these consumers to start buying again to support the local economy.
Have they told you how devastating it could be to their budgets if they lose that?
Absolutely. I mean, these are families, middle-class families, that are trying to figure out a lot. A lot of them have young people who are in college. They're deathly afraid of tuition costs going up. I mean, fortunately, we were able to stave off the doubling of the increase in student loans, something we should have done a long time ago. What we're not doing properly in Congress is giving families certainty to let them know what the playing field looks like, what student loan interest rates are going to be, what their tax rate's going to be. Same with small businesses. A lot of small businesses are subchapter S. So personal income taxes affect what they do there. So we need to let the businesses, small businesses, families plan, because they know that $2,600 more out of their pockets would be absolutely devastating. Again, the cost of gas, family vacations they want to plan for, whether you want to get your season tickets for the Buffalo Bills or whatever your plans are, that money needs to start flowing back in the economy. And we can do it if Congress will listen to the letter I'm sending to Leader Pelosi, to Speaker Boehner, and over to the Senate, saying, let's just stop the fighting. Don't hold people in this country hostage any longer. And of all the things we can do this week in Washington, the most significant we can do is to tell the middle-class families that those tax cuts will be permanent.
What kind of resistance are you expecting?
Well, everyone's playing politics with this, and I've been there a year, and I've seen so many times when if you have a deadline of December 31st, they will absolutely wait till December 31st, probably the strike of midnight. And that's not right. Businesses, families need to plan. They do their budgets. Let's give them some certainty so they can, again, have that consumer confidence, start spending again, and let's get this economy rolling again.
In the meantime, though, the Republicans are ready to include reductions on the wealthier income people.
Well,
how is this going to set up a huge battle between the two?
It is a battle because all the tax cuts are due to expire. But we could actually help our deficit to the tune of $400 billion over 10 years if we let the tax breaks, the tax cuts expire on people making over $1 million a year. I mean, that's a lot of money. And so my values are is that we need to protect the middle class families, but we also have a deficit. We cannot overlook the fact that there's too much deficit spending, and having those revenues would be very important to us. So I say end the tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires and for companies that ship jobs overseas. I've been saying that since I started running for this position. But let's give middle-class families, small businesses, certainty, and let's give them a break. They deserve it.
You mentioned off-air that you've had a chance to be in the district. What are people telling you?
They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about making their house payments. They're concerned about their medical bills. They're concerned about making the tuition payments. It has not stopped. If you're fortunate enough to have a job, you're hoping that your employer doesn't ship your job overseas. That's still very much a concern. And we have to pay close attention to that. They're the ones who sent us to Congress, and we could do something to really, really help them this week. If the leadership in the House and the Senate would take this up as an agenda item, tell the American people that you're going to have $2,600 based on 2010 numbers in your pocket, and you can now start planning and you can start making purchases that you want to make.
The Obama administration expected to have an economic agenda throughout the week. Can you give us any indication or clue us in on what we will hear from the president throughout the week?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not in touch with the president. I have my own agenda. I'm listening to the people of this district, and I know what's very much on their mind is certainty. They want to know if this money is going to be there, stop playing politics. They want us to work together, and that's something that I've tried very hard to do, bring together, you know, Republicans, Democrats on issues that I think should be nonpartisan, and that would be giving the middle-class people of this country certainty and a tax cut. And let's make it permanent.
Congresswoman Hochul, thank you so much.
Thank you.